Go ahead, Chair.
Resolution 2011-02 regarding the Air Carrier Access Act and air carrier discrimination.
Whereas for several years now, air carriers have been deploying automated kiosks as the primary means for passengers to access information about flights, check in for flights, print tickets and boarding passes, select seats, upgrade to business or first class cabins, check baggage, order meals if available, and perform other transactions relevant to their air travel plans. And whereas, virtually all of the kiosks that have been deployed by airlines to date are inaccessible through non-visual means, denying blind people access to the benefits and features available to sighted passengers. And whereas air carriers are also increasingly deploying sophisticated in-flight entertainment, IFE, systems, whereby passengers use seat-mounted touch screens to select music, movies, or television programs to enjoy during flight, order drinks, snacks, or meals, and even call for the flight attendant, thus making the IFE system the primary means by which passengers are expected to request and obtain in-flight products and assistance. But these IFE systems and their functions are also inaccessible, making their benefits and features unavailable to blind passengers, and severely limiting the ability of blind passengers to obtain timely assistance from the flight crew when needed. And whereas other technology solutions being used by air carriers, including but not limited to websites, mobile phone applications, including the ability to obtain and display a boarding pass on one's mobile phone, and gate information systems through which passengers can monitor flight status, seat standby list, and the like, are also inaccessible to blind passengers, with most airlines making little or no effort to make these technologies accessible to their blind passengers. And whereas tools such as text-to-speech software, tactile keypads, and guidelines for designing accessible websites and mobile phone applications exist for air carriers to make kiosks, IFE systems, and other technology accessible to blind people, and such methods are relatively easily and inexpensively implemented when incorporated into the design of the kiosk, IFE system, or other technology from the outset. And whereas kiosk manufacturers such as IBM have developed accessible kiosks using easy access that are commercially available to air carriers, and easy access technology has been successfully implemented to make an Amtrak train kiosk and United States Postal Service automated postal center kiosk accessible to blind users. And whereas air carriers' refusal to develop, procure, purchase, and use accessible kiosks, IFE systems, and other technology discriminates against blind passengers by forcing them to use separate and unequal means of carrying out travel-related tasks. And whereas these inaccessible kiosks, IFE systems, and other technologies add insult to injury, given the long history of discrimination by air carriers against the blind and others with disabilities, and the countless indignities that blind passengers suffer virtually every time we enter an airport and interact with air carriers. And whereas Congress enacted the Air Carrier Access Act of 1986, ACAA, 49 U.S.C. Section 41705, to prohibit discrimination against persons with disabilities in providing air transportation, but did not include a private right of action for individuals to enforce the law, and instead only allowed passengers to file a complaint with the Department of Transportation, DOT. And whereas, in enacting the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990, ADA, 42 U.S.C. Section 12101, et sec., Congress specifically excluded air transportation from the scope of the ADA because the ACAA was supposed to prevent air carrier discrimination. And whereas the DOT has thus far failed to effectively enforce the ACAA, particularly with respect to the accessibility of kiosks, IFE systems, and other technology, as evidenced by the lack of any regulation or enforcement action requiring accessible technology since DOT's November 2004 acknowledgement in the federal